Unit 2, Capital Punishment. Section 2, Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Should we start getting ready for the debate now?
Yeah, we'd better. We've only got about 2 hours until class.
Now, let me get this straight. We're going to be divided up into two teams to debate the pros and cons of the death penalty. But we won't know which side we're on until right before we start.
Right. I guess the professor wanted to make sure we studied both sides of the issue.
That's asking a lot. It's going to take a lot of time to prepare arguments for both sides.
I know. But we don't have much choice. Why don't we start by listing arguments for capital punishment? And for each one we think of, we can talk about possible responses from the anti-death penalty point of view.
Sounds good. The first one that comes to mind is deterrence.
Right. But there are a lot of responses to that one. There's little or no evidence that capital punishment does deter murderers. States in the U.S. that have the death penalty haven't seen any reduction in crime, and in fact, a lot of them have murder rates that are higher than average.
You could also argue that the death penalty may actually increase the number of murders, since criminals who are afraid of being executed could be more likely to use violence to escape capture.
Good. I'm going to write that one down. I think it's for deterrence. The next one that will probably come up is the idea of protecting society from violent people. What's your response to that argument?
I can't think of one just now.
It could be argued that capital punishment isn't the best way to protect innocent people, that it would be better to reform violent criminals. You know, educate them and help them change their ways. If it's effective, society is protected and a human life is saved.
That's a big if.
Well, even if criminals don't become good citizens, keeping them in prison for life will prevent them from committing murder again, won't it?
It might, or it might not. Some of the most violent criminals keep committing murder while in prison. Their victims are usually other prisoners.
So I'd say the protection argument is a pretty strong point for the pro side.
I agree. And then, of course, there's the idea of justice. Someone who has taken away a person's life has given up the right to their own life. That simply seems right to many people. The punishment fits the crime.
But you can't give back the victim's life by taking life away from someone else. If you really value human life, you should be opposed to any kind of killing. Every person has a right to live. It's in the International Covenant and civil and political rights. Every country in the European Union has outlawed the death penalty because they see it as a human rights violation.
You should write that one down, too.
We need a couple more pro-death penalty points. There's the fact that keeping people in prison for life is expensive, and why should we spend so much public money on such criminals?
That's a fair point, but execution is expensive, too. Usually, a death sentence is fought over in the courts for years before it happens. That costs money as well.
All right. Now that we've got a fair number of pro arguments and possible responses to them, let's talk about which are the strongest arguments for the con side.
Okay. You go first this time.
Number one. What is the purpose of the conversation? Number two. How is the information in the conversation organized? Number three. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. I guess the professor wanted to make sure we studied both sides of the issue.
That's asking a lot. It's going to take a lot of time to prepare arguments for both sides.
I know, but we don't have much choice. Why don't we start by listing arguments for capital punishment? What does the man mean when he says this?
It's asking a lot.
Number four. Which of the following is true according to the conversation? Number five. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
And also, you could argue that the death penalty may actually increase the number of murders since criminals who are afraid of being executed could be more likely to use violence to escape capture.
Good. I'm going to write that one down. I think that's it for deterrence. The next one that will probably come up is the idea of protecting society from violent people. What's your response to that argument?
What does the woman mean when she says this?
I think that's it for deterrence. Number 6. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. It could be argued that capital punishment isn't the best way to protect innocent people, that it would be better to reform violent criminals. You know, educate them and help them change their ways. If it's effective, society is protected and a human life is saved.
That's a big if.
Well, even if criminals don't become good citizens, keeping them in prison for life will prevent them from committing murder again, won't it? What does the man imply when he says this?
That's a big if.
Number 7. Which of the following arguments for capital punishment is not mentioned by the speakers? Number 8. What can be inferred from the conversation? Number 9. What will the speakers talk about next?